By being shown in this way, liberation is certain, however weak one's capacities may be. Yet, even after being shown like this many times, there are people whose good opportunities have run out, such as those who have done great evil or let their samaya practice degenerate, who will not recognize. Disturbed by desire and veils of error, they will be afraid of the sounds and lights and will escape. So then on the fourth day, blessed Amitabha's circle of deities will come to invite them, together with the light path of the hungry ghosts built from desire and meanness. To show him again, one should call the dead person by name and say these words. O child of noble family, listen without distraction. On the fourth day, a red light, the purified element of fire, will shine, and at the same time, blessed Amitabha will appear before you from the red western realm, the blissful. His body is red in color, he holds a lotus in his hand and sits on a peacock throne, embracing his consort Pandaravasini. He is accompanied by the two male bodhisattvas, Avalokiteshvara and Manjushri, and the two female bodhisattvas, Gita and Aloka, so that six Buddha forms appear out of the space of rainbow light. The red light of the skanda of perception in its basic purity, the wisdom of discrimination, brilliant red, adorned with disks of light, luminous and clear, sharp and bright, will come from the heart of Amitabha and his consort and pierce your heart so that your eyes cannot bear to look at it. Do not be afraid of it. At the same time, together with the wisdom light, the soft yellow light of the hungry ghosts will also shine. Do not take pleasure in it. Give up desire and yearning. At that time, under the influence of intense desire, you will be terrified and escape from the sharp, bright red light. But you will feel pleasure and attraction towards the soft yellow light of the hungry ghosts. At that moment, do not fear the red light, sharp and brilliant, luminous and clear, but recognize it as wisdom. Let your mind rest in it, relaxed, in a state of non-action. Be drawn to it with faith and longing. If you recognize it as your own natural radiance, even if you do not feel devotion and do not say the inspiration prayer, all the forms and lights and rays will merge inseparably with you, and you will attain enlightenment. If you cannot recognize it in this way, supplicate it with devotion, thinking, "It is the light ray of blessed Amitabha's compassion. I take refuge in it. It is the light ray hook of blessed Amitabha's compassion. Feel devotion and do not escape. Even if you escape, it will stay with you inseparably. Do not be afraid. Do not be attracted to the soft yellow light of the hungry ghosts. That is the light path of unconscious tendencies accumulated by your intense desire. If you are attracted to it, you will fall into the realm of the hungry ghosts and experience unbearable misery from hunger and thirst. It is an obstacle blocking the path of liberation, so do not be attracted to it, but give up your unconscious tendencies. Do not yearn for it. Feel longing for the luminous, brilliant red light, and say this inspiration prayer with intense one-pointed concentration on blessed Amitabha and his consort. When through intense desire I wander in samsara, on the luminous light path of discriminating wisdom, may blessed Amitabha go before me, his consort Pandaravasini behind me, and help me to cross the bardo's dangerous pathway and bring me to the perfect Buddha state. By saying this inspiration prayer with deep devotion, he will dissolve into rainbow light in the heart of blessed Amitabha, infinite light, with his consort, and become a Sambhogakaya Buddha in the Western realm, the blissful.